Heartbreak does hurt.
Welcome to the channel. Let's cut through the noise and get straight to the point. With that being said, here are Andrew Tate's top five breakup lessons that most men don't want to hear. Tip number one, accept the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Heartbreak hurts.
Okay, so come on. Bear with me a little bit, bro.
How long ago did you break up?
About a month or two ago.
Why do you think she left you?
No, it was mutual.
Why do you think she left you?
It was mutual. Listen, people outgrow each other, bro. People, sometimes in life, they don't work out, and that's just how life is, bro. You gotta understand and respect that. You know what I mean?
That's what girls say when they're fucking someone else. People outgrow each other. It's not you, it's me. You know what? You're a really good friend. I don't see you that way. Once they have a new cock to gobble on, that usually what happens.
Tip number two, she is not different.
So who does she fuck? Do you know yet? Did you even find out?
No, and I don't think she is fucking anyone.
Oh yeah, she left you to be by herself. She left you to sit at home alone and watch TV. Yeah, 100%. 100% that's why she left you, G. She left you because you just really wanted to sit at home by herself, not to run around with some other dude. You're totally right. She's a good person. She's different than all the rest. Completely agree. She ain't fucking nobody. Don't worry, you can sleep just fine at night. Maybe you should text her when you're lonely. Send her a text. She might text back this time. She's definitely not with some dude. You know all those other times she didn't reply? She was tired. She was asleep. Don't worry about it. This time she might text back. Miss you too. Wish we could have worked out. There's not some dude like me sitting next to her laughing at your messages.
Tip number three. Right now, she sees you as replaceable.
She made an OnlyFans yesterday.
She's been doing a lot more than that, G. I don't know why you're worried about a fucking website. OnlyFans. That's a website. Don't worry about that. She's been up to a lot fucking more.
No,
how many times
not.
She not replied to at night? She's how many times she been asleep by 9 p.m.?
She's different, bro. She's different.
Yeah. She's super different, bro. 100%. She's so different. You know your problem? More. If I split up with a girl, I sit there and understand that females don't like to downgrade. And I say, okay, she now has to meet another man with hundreds of millions of dollars, who's an ex-athlete or kickboxing world champion, who's strong and smart and interesting and funny, and the most famous martyr of Earth for trying to crack the Matrix. There's no competition, but your problem is, you're so fucking normal. Yeah, you have a Twitch stream, who gives a shit? You look like Joe Schmo, you act like Joe Schmo, you do Joe Schmo shit. So if she'll fuck a man like you, she'll fuck basically anybody. And that means that she can get a guy from KFC or Starbucks or fucking some other random Twitch clown, and you can get replaced so quick. That's what your problem is. I don't have that problem. You do. So
what
if you think that you're so, if you think you're so fucking special, Aiden, that through all these months, she couldn't find some other guy in terrible shape who drinks soy lattes with enough money to afford a shitty apartment in fucking LA, then you are out of your mind. Because I guarantee she could. And
that's
has.
So weird.
And it's done.
Tip number four, view this as a test of your character from God.
The okay. Truth is beautiful. You must accept and embrace it. You must look in the mirror and accept that I am right. And you need to become a formidable force of man that cannot be replaced or replicated anywhere else on God's green earth. That's what you must do. You are failing yourself and right. God. That's why she left you, Aiden. That's why she left you.
Because why? Because I failed God? I'm
correct.
Failing God.
You're failing God. If you were the best version of yourself and you were waking up every day trying your absolute best to be a unique and special individual, then you would not be failing God any longer and he would not plague you with this bad luck. Now you're sitting here upset over some bitch who has replaced you, and you deserve it.
So what do I do, Andrew?
I've told you what to do. I've told you what to do since we've ever started fucking talking. I told you to become a man of substance. I said, come here, and I will train you. I'll turn you into an animal, a predator, a monster. Yeah. Maybe later. Soy latte, please, from Starbucks. You're a fuck-up, Aiden. You're a fuck-up. You know why God made your girl leave you? Because he wanted to show you that you ain't shit. He wanted to show you that your little Twitch stream and the arrogance you've built with your fucking stupid social media accounts controlled by the Matrix and that your little dumb parties with Instagram hoes and whatever else you're doing means nothing. He wanted to show you that you are human and you're fallible and that you're very replaceable. So he decided to make you fall in love with a girl and he decided to make her leave you to show you that you are a dickhead. Now it is your job to look at the board, understand what's happened, say, I understand, God. I deserve that. I'm glad she left me and I'm sad because I am a dickhead. And do something about it. Because if you refuse, if you ignore God's message, next time you fall in love with a bitch, guess what he's going to do?
What?
He's going to make her leave you to remind you once again that you are a dickhead. Every single man out here, if you're upset that your girl's leaving you, God is reminding you that you aren't worth shit. You need to get up and work so hard that even in the eyes of God, he is proud of you. God loves his creations, which show him their true potential and beauty. By getting up and trying your absolute best and becoming a man of moral standing, he will reward you and bless you endlessly. If you continue to be a dickhead, God will remind you you're a dickhead. So God just broke your heart on purpose to show you that the way you're living your life and the man you are simply are not good enough. What have you changed since? Nothing. Fucking nothing. You think God's going to forgive you for no reason? You think God's going to go, oh, that little dickhead Aiden, it's fine. He hasn't learned his lesson. He hasn't changed. He isn't even trying very hard. He's not up early in the gym. He ain't doing nothing. It's fine. Let's just let him fall in love and let's make sure the girl doesn't fuck someone else on OnlyFans this time. No, sir! This is going to repeat endlessly. It's a cycle that will not fucking change until you take the message from God and become the man you're supposed to be. You must stop being a dickhead, Aiden.
Okay.
You deserve this. You deserve what's happened to you. You deserve how you feel. All of it.
Tip number five, you must use this as your fuel and motivation.
The difference between me and you, and perhaps some of the other men out there, is that certain men take that anguish and take that sadness and understand that energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted and use it to build themselves into a man of absolute standing and power, as opposed to sitting around jerking off like you just told me you do. You are a waste. You are wasting your energy. Heartbreak is unlimited motivation. If I was heartbroken, it's been a very long time, but if I was heartbroken, I'd be in the gym every morning. I'd be a beast. I'd be running. I'd be working. I couldn't sleep. I'd be an absolute animal. And you're heartbroken, and what are you doing? Jerking off like a fucking dumbass.
You're right.
Of course I'm right. So I understand very, very well heartbreak. Every man does. This is what's so amazing about the masculine experience. Even the top G and a worm have lived a very similar-ish timeline. The difference is, as a man, you must build yourself into a man of credibility, which means to build yourself into a man of standing, we all start in a very, fairly similar position. I became me through tedious, arduous, difficult, never-ending work. You are wasting your time. And by the time you finally realize I'm right, you're going to be too old for anyone to give a shit. Because at your age, how old are you again? 20-something?
22.
22. At 22, I could split the Earth's core! You should be so strong!
Stronger than an ox. I know. I've heard it before.
You're wasting your fucking life.
Thank you for watching. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And always remember, no softies allowed. See you guys next time.